But it is a great day here because our phones are working and we can have the tattoo psychic do his thing right now on the Brad and John show. If you haven't heard the tattoo psychic segment, well, we'll explain how it works here in just a second. But let's say hello to Sarah is going to get a reading, a free reading from the tattoo psychic this morning. And Sarah, tattoo psychic, has never called a radio station before in her life. This is the first time.
I'm glad you felt compelled to call in this morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Sarah.
And react to these two young
Good
gentlemen.
Morning.
Welcome to the program. You are in the presence
of
the tattoo psychic this morning.
Brad, I hope you don't mind that my beard hair hangs in the keyboard of your monitor here.
That thing has not been trimmed since well before the pandemic, tattoo psychic. Sarah, we don't know anything about you other than you have at least one tattoo. We don't know how many. The tattoo psychic will determine how many they are you have and where they are. But I got to read this disclaimer first before we do this.
Okay.
And Sarah is, by the way, she's getting an ATV key tattoo psychic.
I already have a feeling that the one tattoo would be visible when she leans forward on that ATV.
Mount Baker Motorsports providing us with an ATV this year and our 50 keys to freedom and a gift card from Twin Sisters Brewing in Bellingham. Here is the disclaimer we're required to read. The tattoo psychic will ask 5 questions that will reveal critical information in determining the quantity, location, and perhaps level of regret of the tattoos in question. To the average person, Sarah, these questions may seem nonsensical, but to the tattoo psychic, they are instrumental in divining this critical knowledge. I caution you, any outbursts, this is very important, could result in a marred and confused reading, so do your best to keep your emotions in check.
Yesterday, it blew all the phone lines out.
It did. We've had women weep. We've had women weep during these readings before, and we can't have that here. Are you ready to proceed?
I am ready.
Okay, and you do understand this is a premium service that you are receiving complimentary as a benefit of listening to the Brad and John show.
Yes, I'm so excited.
All right,
yes,
tattoo psychic, are you ready?
And by agreeing to do so, removes all legal responsibility.
Question number one from the tattoo psychic.
Sarah, do you wear any T-shirts that display obscenities on them or something that would be considered controversial?
No, not that I can think of.
Question number... So you don't wear a Brad and John 930 knucklehead shirt then, clearly. Question number two from the tattoo psychic.
Sarah, I'll ask about when you were behind the wheel, when you were given your last speeding ticket. How long ago was that?
Oh, let's see. Probably about 3 years ago.
What were you doing? What was Tiger doing?
Tiger Woods was doing 83 and a 45.
83 and a 45 for Tiger Woods. Were you in that neighborhood?
No, not quite.
You
maybe. It was probably about 10 over.
You're 10 over? Okay. Question number three from the tattoo psychic.
We'll be going into your bedroom this morning, Sarah. Did you make your bed this morning?
No, because my daughter is asleep in it, my 2-year-old.
Oh.
But normally I would.
Okay, all right. Question number four. Boy, the wheels are turning in the tattoo psychic's head right now. Question number four from the tattoo psychic. He will figure out how many tattoos you have and where they are in a matter of moments here. Question number four, tattoo
psychic. Yeah, given that your daughter is in your bed, this question really takes on a whole new light. Of the three, which is more likely to be found on your nightstand? A beer bottle, an ashtray, or a candy bar wrapper?
Oh, geez, you know, I'm so boring. None of those.
None.
All right, question number
your
5.
Your most boring caller of the morning.
The tattoo
That's
psychic...
That's yet to be determined.
The tattoo psychic may reveal everyone has secrets, Sarah. And the tattoo psychic will reveal yours in just a moment. Final question, number 5 from the tattoo psychic.
All right, we must get close. We must zero in and get as close as I can, as we can, this morning. Sarah, please, would you reveal to us if you are wearing a bra right now? And how old is that bra?
I am not wearing a bra.
Get back on your chair, tattoo psychic.
So there, the second part of that question is null and void. Okay. Okay.
All right. No brassiere. 10 over speeding. No shirts with obscenities. A boring, according to Sarah, nightstand situation. And the bed is currently unkempt. Tattoo psychic, you now will tell us how many tattoos Sarah has and where they might be.
I am seeing through the rain this morning. I am seeing the definite large piece on the shoulder of Mount Baker. I am seeing something on the inside. I think it's like a finger or a wrist somewhere on the lower part of the hand. I'm not seeing many, John. I'm getting a vision of three. I think there's one towards the ankle and the lower extremities. I'm thinking there's one on the wrist or perhaps the inside of the finger. And the large piece, the newest piece, the freshest ink on the shoulder. Sarah, please reveal to us how many tattoos you have.
You're going with a low number. All right, is he right?
Yes and no. So I do have my largest piece and my newest piece. It's on my shoulder, and I have the Mount Baker nature scene.
Oh.
And then I have...
Okay.
Yeah, and then I have on my opposite shoulder blade, I have some Arabic... writing. And
the tattoo psychic doesn't read Arabic.
Yeah, no wonder.
I missed that one.
Okay.
And then I have a small one on my hip, and like inner front hip, and then a little one on my rib cage.
Oh, well, you...
So there's...
Wow.
No.
Four. Well, you said three.
Yeah.
You were only one off.
So
and then the one he
and
missed
sometimes
was he doesn't read Arabic.
And if you sit cross-legged tile sometimes, maybe that was where the rib cage came in, what the ankle came in. Maybe I misconstrued there.
But how about the tattoo psychic knew there was a Mount Baker, so we got to give him credit for that. That's amazing.
That's incredible.
That's what he does.
And I've been out of practice during the pandemic. My practice has been closed.
How about level of regret on any of these tattoo psychic?
I don't think there's any. I think of the four she has received, I think she enjoys most of them, keeps most of them covered. It's not something that she shows to the rest of the world, but to those closest to her. And I think she's passionate about each one.
Okay, Sarah, is he right about that?
He's right. Absolutely. I feel like each one represents a different point in my life, and there's no regret.
Oh, well, Brad, tattoo psychic, that is unbelievable.
Thank you, Sarah.
Great job.
We appreciate your honesty, Sarah.
Sarah, thank you very much. And this was your very first call to the radio show, and it was a call in which you received riches. You got a key that will perhaps start the ATV from Mount Baker Motorsports. A little gift card from Twin Sisters Brewing in Bellingham, and a tattoo psychic reading, which normally is like $50 an hour or something like that. You got that absolutely free. How about that?
I feel so honored. I'm so excited. Yeah. First call ever was a good one.
Thank you. Thank you for listening, Sarah.
Right.
Call again sometime.
Good luck with the ATV.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I feel like if I get good luck from the psychic, that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, you will. He was remarkable today. Thank you,
Sarah. The goosebumps will go away shortly.
Yeah. the Mount Baker reading was off the charts. That is unprecedented.
Thank you.
That's never happened here.
Thank you.
Before.